notice the honeysuckle this morning?
The what?
The honeysuckle.
Honeysuckle? Where?
By the back gate, Edward.
Is that honeysuckle? I thought it was convolvulus or something.
You know it's honeysuckle.
I tell you, I thought it was convolvulus.
It's in a wonderful flower.
I must look.
The whole garden's in flower this morning. The clematis, the convolvulus, everything. I was out at 7. I stood by the pool.
Did you say that the convolvulus was in flower?
Yes.
But good God, you just denied there was any.
I was talking about the honeysuckle.
About the what?
Edward, you know that shrub outside the tool shed?
Yes, yes.
That's convolvulus.
That?
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was japonica.
Oh, good Lord, no.
Pass the teapot, please. I don't see why I should be expected to distinguish between these plants. It's not my job.
You know perfectly well what grows in your garden.
Quite the contrary. It is clear that I don't.
I was up at 7. I stood by the pool. The peace. And everything in flower. The sun was up. You should work in the garden this morning. We could put up the canopy.
The canopy? What for?
To shade you from the sun.
Is there a breeze?
A light one.
It's very treacherous weather, you know.
Do you know what today is?
Saturday.
It's the longest day of the year.
Really?
It's the height of summer today.
Cover the marmalade.
What?
Cover the pot. There's a wasp. Don't move. Keep still. What are you doing?
Covering the pot.
Don't move. Leave it. Keep still. Give me the telegraph.
Well, don't hit it. It'll bite.
Bite? What do you mean, bite? Keep still. It's landing.
It's going in the pot.
Give me the lid.
It's in.
Give me the lid.
I'll do it.
Give it to me. Now. Slowly.
What are you doing?
Be quiet. Slowly, carefully, on the pot. Very good.
Well, now he's in the marmalade.
Precisely.
Can you hear him?
Hear him?
Buzzing.
Nonsense. How can you hear him? It's an earthenware lid.
He's becoming frantic.
Rubbish. Take it away from the table.
What shall I do with it?
Put it in the sink and drown it.
It'll fly out and bite me.
It will not bite you. Wasps don't bite. Anyway, it won't fly out. It's stuck. It'll drown where it is in the marmalade.
What a horrible death.
On the contrary.
Have you got something in your eyes?
No. Why do you ask?
You keep clenching them. Blinking them.
I have a slight ache in them.
Oh, dear.
Yes, a slight ache, as if I hadn't slept.
Did you sleep, Edward?
Of course I slept, uninterrupted, as always.
And yet you feel tired.
I didn't say I felt tired. I merely said I had a slight ache in my eyes.
Why is that, then?
I really don't know.
Oh, goodness.
What is it?
I can see it. It's trying to come out.
How can it?
Well, through the hole. It's trying to crawl out through the spoon hole.
Yes. Can't do it, of course. Well, let's kill it, for goodness sake.
Yes, let's. But how?
Bring it out on the spoon and squash it on a plate.
It'll fly away. It'll bite.
If you don't stop saying that word, I shall leave this table.
But wasps do bite.
They don't bite. They sting. It's snakes that bite.
What about horseflies?
Horseflies suck.
If we wait long enough, I suppose it'll choke to death. It'll suffocate in the marmalade.
You do know I've got work to do this morning, don't you? I can't spend the whole day worrying about a wasp.
Well, kill it.
You want to kill it?
Yes.
Very well. Pass me the hot water jug.
What are you going to do?
Scald it. Give it to me. No.
Do you want me to lift the lid?
No. I'll pour through the spoon hole, right down the spoon hole.
Listen.
What?
It's buzzing.
Vicious creatures. Curious, but I don't remember seeing any wasps at all summer until now. I'm sure I don't know why. I mean, there must have been wasps.
Oh, please.
This couldn't be the first wasp, could it?
Please.
The first wasp of summer? No, it's not possible.
Edward.
Hmm?
Kill it.
Ah, yes. Tilt the pot. Tilt. Ah. Down here, right down, blinding him. That's it.
Is it?
Lift the lid. All right, I will. There he is, dead. What a monster. out of the window.
What an awful experience.
What a beautiful day it is. Beautiful. I think I shall work in the garden this morning. Where's that canopy?
It's in the shed.
Yes, we must get it out. My goodness, just look at that sky. Not a cloud. Did you say it was the longest day of the year today?
Yes.
Ah, it's a good day. I feel it in my bones and my muscles. I think I'll stretch my legs in a minute, down to the pool. My God, look at that flowering shrub over there. Clematis. What a wonderful...
What? Edward, what is it? Edward.
He's there.
Who?
Blast and damn it, he's there. He's there at the back gate.
Oh, let me see. Oh, it's the match seller.
He's back again.
But he's always there.
Why? What is he doing there?
But he's never disturbed you, has he? Man's been standing there for weeks. You've never mentioned
What
it.
Is he doing there?
He's selling matches, of course.
It's ridiculous. What's the time?
9:30.
What in God's name is he doing with a tray full of matches at 9:30 in the morning?
He arrives at 7:00.
7:00?
He's always there at 7.
Yes, but you've never actually seen him arrive.
No.
Well, how do you know he's not been standing there all night?
Do you find him interesting, Edward?
Interesting? No. No, I don't find him interesting.
He's a very nice old man, really.
You've spoken to him?
No, I haven't spoken to him. I've nodded.
For 2 months he's been standing on that spot. Do you realise that? 2 months. I haven't been able to step outside the back gate.
Why on earth not?
It used to give me a great pleasure, such pleasure, to stroll along through the long grass, out through the back gate, pass into the lane. That pleasure is now denied me. It's my own house, isn't it? It's my own gate.
I really can't understand this, Edward.
Damn! And, you know, I've never seen him sell one box, not a box. It's hardly surprising. He's on the wrong road. It's not a road at all. What is it? It's a lane leading to the monastery, off everybody's route. Even the monks take a shortcut to the village when they want to go to the village. No one goes up it. Why doesn't he stand on the main road if he wants to sell matches? By the front gate. The whole thing's preposterous.
I don't know why you're getting so excited about it. He's a quiet, harmless old man going about his business. He's quite harmless.
I didn't say he wasn't harmless. Of course he's harmless. How could he be other than harmless?
Edward! Where are you? Edward! Where are you, Edward? Edward, what are you doing in the scullery?
Doing?
I've been looking everywhere for you. I put up the canopy ages ago. I came back and you were nowhere to be seen. Have you been out?
No.
Where have you been?
Here.
I looked in your study. I even went into the attic.
What will I be doing in the attic?
I couldn't imagine what had happened to you. Do you know it's 12:00?
Is it?
I even went to the bottom of the garden to see if you were in the tool shed.
What would I be doing in the tool shed?
You must have seen me in the garden. You can see through this window.
Only part of the garden?
Yes.
Only a corner of the garden. A very small corner.
What are you doing in here?
Nothing. I was digging out some notes, that's all.
Notes?
For my essay.
Which essay?
My essay on space and time.
But, well, I've never... I don't know that one.
You don't know it?
I thought you were writing one about the Belgian Congo.
I've been engaged on the dimensionality and continuity of space and time for years.
And the Belgian Congo?
Never mind about the Belgian Congo.
But you don't keep notes in the scullery.
You'd be surprised. You'd be highly surprised.
Good Lord, what's that? Is that a bullet let loose? Oh, no, it's the match seller. My goodness, you can see him through the hedge. He looks bigger. Have you been watching him? He looks like a bullock. Edward, are you coming outside? I put up the canopy. You'll miss the best of the day. You can have an hour before lunch.
I've no work to do this morning.
What about your essay? You don't intend to stay in the scullery all day, do you?
Get out. Leave me alone.
Really, Edward, you
You've never spoken to me like that in all your life.
Yes, I have.
Oh, Weddy. Beddy, Weddy.
Do not call me that.
Your eyes are bloodshot.
Damn it.
It's too dark in here to peer.
Damn.
It's so bright outside.
Damn.
And it's dark in here.
Christ blast it.
You're frightened of him.
I'm not.
You're frightened of a poor old man. Why?
I am not.
He's a poor, harmless old man.
Ah, my eyes.
Let me bathe them.
Keep away. I want to speak to that man. I want to have a word with him. It's quite absurd, of course. I really can't tolerate something so absurd right on my doorstep. I shall not tolerate it. He sold nothing all morning. No one passed. Yes, a monk passed. A non-smoker. In a loose garment. It's quite obvious he was a non-smoker, but still the man made no effort. He made no effort to clinch a sale, to rid himself of one of his cursed boxes. His one chance all morning, and he made no effort. I haven't wasted my time. I've hit, in fact, upon the truth. He's not a match seller at all. The bastard isn't a match seller at all. Curious, I never realized that before. He's an impostor. I watched him very closely. He made no move towards the monk. As for the monk made no move towards him. The monk was moving along the lane. He didn't pause or halt or in any way alter his step. As for the match seller, how ridiculous to go on calling him by that title. What a farce. No, there is something very false about that man. I intend to get to the bottom of it. I'll soon get rid of him. He can go and ply his trade somewhere else. Instead of standing like a bullock, outside my back gate.
But if he isn't a match seller, what is his trade?
We'll soon find out.
You're going out to speak to him?
Certainly not. Come out to him? Certainly not. I'll invite him in here, into my study. Then we'll get to the bottom of it.
Why don't you call the police and have him removed? Well, why don't you call the police, Edward? You could say he was a public nuisance. Although I can't say I find him a nuisance.
Call him in.
Me?
Go out and call him in.
Are you serious? Edward, I could call the police. Or even the vicar.
Go and get him.
Good morning. We haven't met. I live in this house here, my husband and I. You see this gate? It's our back gate. It's the gate to our garden. I wonder if you could... My husband would very much like... Would you care for a cup of tea? Or a glass of lemon? Must be so dry standing here. Would you like to come inside for a little while? It's much cooler. There's something we'd very much like to tell you that will benefit you. Could you spare a few moments? We won't keep you long. Might I buy your tray of matches, do you think? We've run out completely. We always keep a very large stock. It happens that way, doesn't it? Well, we can discuss it inside. Do come. This way. And I do come. Our house is full of curios, you know. My husband's been rather a collector. We have goose for lunch. Do you care for goose? Come and have lunch with us. This way. That's right. May I take your arm? There's a good deal of nettle inside the gate. Here. This way. Oh, mine now. Isn't it beautiful weather? It's the longest day of the year today. That's honeysuckle. And that's convolvulus. There's clematis. And do you see that plant by the conservatory? That's japonica. He's here.
I know.
He's in the hall.
I know he's here. I can smell him.
Smell him?
I smelled him when he came under my window. Can't you smell the house now?
What are you going to do with him, Edward? You won't be rough with him in any way. He's very old. I'm not sure if he can hear or even see. And he's wearing...
I don't want to know what he's wearing.
But you'll see for yourself in a minute if you speak to him.
I shall.
He's an old man. You won't be rough with him.
If he's so old, why doesn't he seek shelter from the storm?
But there's no storm. It's summer. The longest
There was
day.
A storm last week. A summer storm. He stood without moving, while it raged about him.
When was this?
He remained quite still, while it thundered all about him.
Edward, are you sure it's wise to bother about all this?
Tell him to come in.
I...
Now!
Hello. Would you like to go in? I won't be long. Up these stairs here. You can have some sherry before lunch. Shall I take your tray? No. Very well, take it with you. Just up those stairs. The door at the... The door... The door at the top. I'll join you later.
Three, four, five... Six, seven, eight. Come in. Here I am. Where are you? Don't stand out there, old chap. Come into my study. Come in. That's right. There you go. That's it. Now, make yourself comfortable. Thought you might like some refreshment on a day like this. Sit down, old man. What will you have? Sherry? Or what about a double scotch? I entertain the villagers annually, as a matter of fact. I'm not the squire, but they look upon me with some regard. Don't believe we've got a squire here anymore, actually. Don't know what became of him. Nice old man he was. Great chess player, as I remember. Three daughters. The pride of the county. Flaming red hair. Alice was the eldest. Well, sit yourself down, old chap. Eunice, I think, was number two. The youngest one was the best of the bunch. Sally. No. Wait a minute. No, it wasn't Sally. It was Fanny. Fanny. A flower. You must be a stranger here. Unless you lived here once, went on a long voyage, and have lately returned. Do you know the district? No, you mustn't stand about like that. Take a seat. Which one would you prefer? We have a great variety, as you see. Can't stand uniformity, like different seats, different backs. Often when I'm working, you know, I draw up one chair, scribble a few lines, put it by, draw up another, sit back, ponder, put it by, sit back, put it by... I write theological and philosophical essays. Now and again, I jot down a few observations on certain tropical phenomena. Not from the same standpoint, of course. Yes, Africa now. Africa's always been my happy hunting ground. Fascinating country. Do you know it? I get the impression that you've been around a bit. Do you, by any chance, know the Mbunza Mountains? Great range south of Katambalu. French Equatorial Africa, if my memory serves me right. Most extraordinary diversity of flora and fauna. Especially fauna. I understand in the Gobi Desert you can come across some very strange sights. Never been there myself. Study the maps, though. Fascinating things, maps. Do you live in the village? I don't often go down, of course. Or are you passing through on your way to another part of the country? Well, I can tell you, in my opinion, you won't find many prettier parts than here. We win the first prize regularly, you know, the best-kept village in the area. Sit down. I say, can you hear me? I say, can you hear me? You possess the most extraordinary repose for a man of your age, don't you? Well, perhaps that's not quite
the right word. Repose. Do you find it chilly in here? I'm sure it's chillier in here than out. I haven't been out yet today, though I shall probably spend the whole afternoon working in the garden under my canopy, at my table, by the pool. Oh, I understand you met my wife. Charming woman, don't you think? Plenty of grit there, too. Stood by me through thick and thin, that woman. In season and out of season. Fine figure of a woman she was, too, in her youth. Wonderful carriage. Flaming red hair. Yes. Yes, I was in much the same position myself then as you are now, you understand. Struggling to make my way in the world. I was in commerce, too. Oh, yes. I know what it's like. The weather, the rain, beaten from pillar to post, uphill and down dale. The rewards were few. Winters in hovels, up till all hours working at your thesis. Yes, I've done it all. Let me advise you, get a good woman to stick by you. Never mind what the world says, keep at it. Keep your shoulder to the wheel, it'll pay dividends. You must excuse my chatting away like this. We have few visitors this time of the year. All our friends some are abroad. I'm a home bird myself. Wouldn't mind taking a trip to Asia Minor, mind you, or to certain lower regions of the Congo. But Europe, out of the question, much too noisy. I'm sure you agree. Now look, what will you have to drink? A glass of ale? Curacao fucking orange? Ginger beer? Tia Maria? A Waschenheimer Fuschmantel Riesling beer and Auslese? Gin and it? Chateauneuf du Pape? A little Asti Spumanti? Or what do you say to a straightforward Peace Porter Goldtropfen from Feiner Auslese? Reichsgraf von Kesselstoff? Any preference? You look a trifle warm. Why don't you take off your balaclava? I'd find that a little itchy myself. But then, I've always been one for freedom of movement. Even in the depth of winter, I wear next to nothing. I say, can I ask you a personal question? I don't want to seem inquisitive, but aren't you rather on the wrong road for match-selling? Not terribly busy, is it? Of course, you may not care for petrol fumes or the noise of traffic. I can quite understand that. Do forgive me peering, but is that a glass eye you're wearing? Do take off your balaclava, there's a good chap. Put your tray down and take your ease, as they say in this part of the world. I must say you keep quite a good stock, don't you? Tell me, between ourselves, aren't those boxes full, or are there just a few half-empty ones among them? Oh, yes, I used to be in commerce. Well, now, before the good lady sounds the gong for petit déjeuner, will you join me for an apéritif? I recommend a glass of cider. Now, just a minute, I know I've got some. Look out! Mind your tray! Good God, what? You've dropped your tray. Hey, these boxes are all wet. You've no right to sell wet matches, you know. Ugh, this feels suspiciously like fungus. You won't get very far in this trade if you don't take care of your goods. Well, here you are. Here's your tray. Now listen, let me be quite frank with you, shall I? I really cannot understand why you don't sit down. There are four chairs at your disposal, not to mention the hassock. I can't possibly talk to you unless you're settled. Then, and only then, can I speak to you. Do you follow me? You're not being terribly helpful. You're sweating. The sweat's pouring out of you. Take off that balaclava. Go into the corner, then. Into the corner. Go on. Get into the shade of the corner. Back. Backward. Get back! Oh, you understand me. Forgive me for saying so, but I have decided that you have the comprehension of a bullock. I was mistaken. You understand me perfectly well. That's right. A little more. A little to the right.
Now you're there. In shade. In shadow. Good-o. Now I can get down to brass tacks. Can't I? No doubt you're wondering why I invited you into this house. You may think I was alarmed by the look of you. You would be quite mistaken. I was not alarmed by the look of you. I did not find you at all alarming. No, no. Nothing outside this room has ever alarmed me. You disgusted me quite forcibly, if you want to know the truth. Why did you disgust me to that extent? That seems to be a pertinent question. You're no more disgusting than Fanny, the squire's daughter, after all. In appearance you differ, but not in essence. There's the same... I want to ask you a question. Why do you stand outside my back gate from dawn till dusk? Why do you pretend to sell matches? Why... What is it, damn you? You're shivering, you're sagging. Come here. Mind your tray! Come, quick. Come into the sunlight. There. Sit here. Sit in this. You're sat at last. What a relief. You must be tired. Chair comfortable? I bought it in a sale. I bought all the furniture in this house in a sale. The same sale. When I was a young man. You too, perhaps. At the same time, perhaps. I must get some air. I must get a breath of air. Flora!
Yes?
Take me into the garden.
Come under the canopy.
The peace out here.
Look at our trees.
Yes.
Our own trees. Can you hear the birds?
No, I can't hear them.
But they're singing high up and flapping.
Good. Let them flap.
Shall I bring your lunch out here? You can have it in peace and a quiet drink under your canopy. How are you getting on with your old man?
What do you mean?
Well, what's happening? How are you getting on with him?
Very well. We get on remarkably well. He's a little, reticent, somewhat withdrawn. It's understandable. I should be the same, perhaps, in his place. Though, of course, I could not possibly find myself in his place.
Have you found out anything about him?
A little. He's had various trades, that's certain. His place of residence is unsure. He's not a drinking man. As yet, I haven't discovered the reason for his arrival here. I shall in due course, by nightfall.
Is it necessary?
Necessary.
I could show him out now. It wouldn't matter. We've seen him. He's harmless, unfortunate, old, that's all. Edward, listen. He's not here through any design or anything. I know it. I mean, he might just as well stand outside our back gate as anywhere else. He'll move on. I can make him. I promise you. There's no point in upsetting yourself like this. He's an old man, weak in the head. That's all.
You're deluded.
Edward.
You're deluded. And stop calling me Edward.
You're not still frightened of him.
Frightened of him? Of him? Have you seen him? He's like jelly. A great bullock fat of jelly. He can't see straight. I think, as a matter of fact, he wears a glass eye. He's almost stone deaf. Almost, not quite. He's very nearly dead on his feet. Why should he frighten me? No, you're a woman, you know nothing. But he possesses other faculties. Cunning. The man's an impostor, and he knows I know it.
I'll tell you what. Look. Let me speak to him. I'll speak to him.
And I know he knows I know it.
I'll find out all about him, Edward. I promise you I will.
And he knows I know.
Edward, listen to me. I can find out all about him. I promise you. I shall go and have a word with him now. I shall get to the bottom of it.
You? It's laughable.
You'll see. He won't bargain for me. I'll surprise him. He'll admit everything.
He'll admit everything, will he?
You wait and see. You
What are you plotting?
I know exactly what I shall...
What are you plotting?
Edward! You're hurting me. I shall wave from the window when I'm ready. Then you can come up. I shall get to the truth of it, I assure you. You're much too heavy-handed in every way. You should trust your wife more, Edward. You should trust her judgment and have a greater insight into her capabilities. A woman will often succeed, you know, but a man must invariably fail. Do you mind if I come in? Are you comfortable? Oh, the sun's shining directly on you. Wouldn't you rather sit in the shade? It's the longest day of the year today. Did you know that? Actually, the year has flown. I can remember Christmas and that dreadful frost. And the floods. I hope you weren't here in the floods. We were out of danger up here, of course. But in the valleys, whole families, I remember, drifted away on the current. The country was a lake. Everything stopped. We lived on our own preserves, drank elderberry wine, studied other cultures. Do you know, I've got a feeling I've seen you before somewhere, long before the flood. You were much younger. Yes, I'm really sure of it. Between ourselves, were you ever a poacher? I had an encounter with a poacher once. It was a ghastly rape, the brute. High up on a hillside cattle track, early spring. I was out riding on my pony, and there on the verge a man lay, ostensibly injured. Lying on his front, I remember. Possibly the victim of a murderous assault. How was I to know? I dismounted. I went to him. He rose. I fell. My pony took off down to the valley. I saw the sky through the trees blue. Up to my ears in mud. It was a desperate battle. I lost. Of course, life was perilous in those days. It was my first canter unchaperoned. Years later, when I was a justice of the peace for the county, I had him in front of the bench. He was there for poaching. Well, that's how I know he was a poacher. The evidence, though, was sparse, inadmissible. I acquitted him, letting him off with a caution. He'd grown a red beard, I remember. Yes, a bit of a stinker. I say, you are perspiring, aren't you? Shall I mop your brow with my chiffon? Is it the heat? Or the closeness? Or confined space? Or... Actually, the day is cooling. It'll soon be dusk. Perhaps it is dusk. May I... You don't mind? Ah, there. That's better. And your cheeks. It's a woman's job, isn't it? And I'm the only woman on hand. Tell me, have you a woman? Do you like women? Do you ever think about women? Have you ever stopped a woman? I'm sure you must have been quite attractive once. Not any more, of course. You've got a vile smell. Vile. Quite repellent, in fact. Sex, I suppose, means nothing to you. Does it ever occur to you that sex is a very vital experience for other people? Really, I think you'd amuse me if you weren't so hideous. You're probably quite amusing in your own way. Speak to me of love. Tell me all about love. God knows what you're saying at this very moment. It's quite disgusting. Do you know, when I was a girl, I simply adore. What have you got on, for goodness sake? A jersey? It's clogged. You've been rolling in mud. You haven't been rolling in mud, have you? And what have you got under your jersey? Let's see. I'm not tickling you, am I? No. Good. Lord, is this a vest? That's quite original. Quite original. You're a solid old boy, I must say. Not at all like a jelly. All you need is a bath. A lovely, lathery bath. And a good scrub. A lovely, lathery scrub. Don't you? It will be a pleasure. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you, you dreadful chap, and call you Barnabas. Isn't it dark, Barnabas? Your eyes, your great big eyes. My husband would never have guessed your name, never. It's me you were waiting for, wasn't it? You've been standing waiting for me. You've seen me in the woods, picking daisies, in my apron, my pretty daisy apron. And you came and stood, poor creature, at my gate, till death us do part. Poor Barnabas. I'm going to put you to bed. I'm going to put you to bed and watch over you. But first you must have a good, whacking, great bath. And I'll buy you pretty little things that will suit you. And little toys to play with on your deathbed. Why shouldn't you die happy?
Well! Well!
Don't go in.
Well?
He's dying.
Dying? He's not dying.
I tell you, he's very ill.
He's not dying, nowhere near. He'll see you cremated.
The man is desperately ill.
Ill, you lying slut. Get back to your trough.
Edward!
To your trough! Good evening to you. Why are you sitting in the gloom? Oh, you've begun to disrobe. Too warm? Let's open these windows, then. What? Pull the blinds. And close the curtains again. Air will enter through the side chinks of the blinds and filter through the curtains, I hope. Don't want to suffocate, do we? More comfortable? Yes, you look different in darkness. Take off all your togs if you like. Make yourself at home. Strip to your buff. Do as you would in your own house. Now, what about a drink? Oh, no, I forgot your TT. I'm only going to have soda water myself. Nothing like a glass of soda water on a dark day. Absolute nonsense, of course. Outside, the sun is scalding. Did you say something? Did you say something? Anything? Well, then, tell me about your boyhood. What did you do with it? Run, swim, kick the ball? You kicked the ball. What position? Left back, goalie, first reserve? I used to play myself, country house matches mostly. Kept wicket and batted number seven. Man called Cavendish, I think, had something of your style. Old left arm over the wicket. Always kept his cap on. Quite a dab hand at solo whist. Preferred a good round of prop and cop to anything else. On wet days, when the field was swamped. Perhaps you don't play cricket. Perhaps you never met Cavendish and never played cricket. You look less and less like a cricketer the more I see of you. Where did you live in those days? God damn it, I'm entitled to know something about you. You're in my blasted house on my territory, drinking my wine, eating my duck. Now you've had your fill, you sit like a hump, a mouldering heap, in my room, my den. I can remember... You find that funny? Are you grinning? Good God, is that a grin on your face? It's lopsided. It's all down on one side. You're grinning. It amuses you, does it? When I tell you how well I remember this room, how well I remember this den. Ha! Yesterday, now, it was clear, clearly defined. So clearly. The garden, too, was sharp, lucid, in the rain, in the sun. My den, too, was sharp, arranged for my purpose, quite satisfactory. The house, too, was polished. All the banisters were polished, and the stair rods, and the curtain rods. My desk was polished, and my cabinet. I was polished. I could stand on the hill and look through my telescope at the sea and follow the path of the three-masted schooner, feeling fit, well aware of my sinews, their suppleness, my arms lifted, holding the telescope, steady, easily, no trembling. My aim was perfect. I could pour hot water down the spout hole. Yes, easily, no difficulty. My grasp firm, my command established. My life was accounted for. I was ready for my excursions to the cliff, down the path to the back gate, through the long grass. No need to watch for the nettles. My progress was fluent. After my long struggling against all kinds of usurpers, disreputables, lists, literally lists of people anxious to do me down and my reputation down, my command was established. All summer I would breakfast, survey my landscape, take my telescope, examine the overhanging of my hedges, pursue the narrow lane past the monastery, climb the hill, adjust the lens, watch the progress of the three-masted schooner. My progress was as sure, as fluent. Yes, yes, you're quite right. It is funny. Laugh your bloody head off. Go on, don't mind me. No need to be polite. That's right. You're quite right. It is funny. I'll laugh with you. Yeah. You're laughing with me. I'm laughing with you. We're laughing together. Why did I invite you into this room? That's your next question, isn't it? Bound to be. Well, why not, you might say. My oldest acquaintance. My nearest and dearest. My kith and kin. Possibly, possibly. But surely correspondence would have been a satisfactory, more satisfactory. We could have exchanged postcards, couldn't we? What? Views, couldn't we, of sea and land, city and village, town and country, autumn and winter. Clock towers, museums, citadels, bridges, rivers. Seeing you stand at the back gate, such close proximity, was not at all the same thing. What are you doing? You're taking off your balaclava? No, you've decided not to. No, very well, then. All things considered, did I then invite you into this room with the express intention of asking you to take off your balaclava in order to determine your resemblance to some other person? The answer is no, certainly not. I did not. For when I first saw you, you wore no balaclava. No head covering of any kind, in fact. You looked quite different without a head. I mean, without a hat. I mean, without a head covering of any kind. In fact, every time I have seen you, you have looked quite different to the time before. Even now you look different. Very different. Admitted that sometimes I viewed you through dark glasses, yes, and sometimes through light glasses, and on other occasions bare-eyed, and on other occasions through the bars of the scullery window, or from the roof. The roof, yes, in driving snow, or from the bottom of the drive in thick fog, or from the roof again in blinding sun, so blinding, so hot, that I had to skip and jump and bounce in order to remain in one place. Oh, that's good for a guffaw, is it? That's good for a belly laugh. Go on, then, let it out. Let yourself go, for God's... You're crying. You haven't been laughing.
You're crying. You're weeping. You're shaking with grief for me. I can't believe it. For my plight. I've been wrong.
Come, come, stop it. Be a man. Blow your nose, for goodness sake. Pull yourself together.
Fever. Excuse me. I've caught a cold. A germ in my eyes. It was this morning in my eyes. My eyes.
Not that I had any difficulty in seeing you. No, no, no. It was not so much my sight. My sight is excellent. In winter, I run about with nothing on but a pair of polo shorts. No, no, no. It was not so much any deficiency in my sight as the airs between me and my object. Don't weep. The change of air, the currents obtaining in the space between me and my object, the shades they make, the shapes they take, the quivering, the eternal quivering. Please stop crying. Nothing to do with heat haze. Sometimes, of course, I would take shelter to compose myself. Yes, I would seek a tree, a cranny of bushes, erect my canopy, and so make shelter and rest. And then I no longer heard the wind or saw the sun. Nothing entered, nothing left my nook. I lay on my side in my polo shorts, my fingers lightly in contact with the blades of grass, the earth flowers, the petals of the earth flowers flaking lying on my palm, the underside of all the great foliage, dark above me. But it is only afterwards I say the foliage was dark, the petals flaking. Then I said nothing. I remarked nothing. Things happened upon me. Then in my times of shelter, the shades, the petals, carried themselves, carried their bodies upon me. And nothing entered my nook. Nothing left it. But then the time came. I saw the wind swirling, and the dust at my back gate lifting, and the long grass scything together. Oh, you are laughing. You're laughing. Your face, your body, rocking, gasping, rocking, shaking, rocking, heaving, rocking. You're laughing at me. You're getting up? Moving of your own volition. Taking off your balaclava. You look younger. You look extraordinarily youthful. You're serious. Very grave. You want light. You want to open the curtains. The blinds. The moon. You want to examine the garden. It must be very bright. In the moonlight. I would like to join you. Explain. Show you the garden. Explain the plants. Where I run, my track, in training. I was number one sprinter at Howells when a stripling, no more than a stripling, licked men twice my strength when a stripling, like yourself. The pool must be glistening in the moonlight, and the lawn. I remember it well. The cliff, the sea, the three-masted schooner. Who are you?
Barnabas! Oh, Barnabas, everything is ready. I want to show you my garden, your garden. You must see my japonica, my convolvulus, my honeysuckle, my clematis. The summer is coming.
I'll put up your canopy for you. You can lunch in the garden by the pool. I've polished the whole house for you. Take my hand. Yes. 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 Oh, wait a moment. Edward, here is your tray. Thank you.